Once upon a time, in a land filled with beauty and danger, a king was waiting for the arrival of his soon-to-be bride, a beloved princess from a neighboring country. The wedding was to officially bind the two kingdoms together in diplomatic agreement. The journey from her home kingdom was long and fraught with peril. The royal caravan was well guarded, but it was also in a foreign country, country that was well known and well traveled by bandits. The guards couldn't keep their eyes everywhere at once, and a princess needs some privacy when she bathes in the river. She doesn't need a bunch of rough guards ogling her well-formed charms. The bandits knew when and where to strike. They took her with hardly a blow. Instead of a princess for the wedding, the palace received only a ransom note. Diplomatic relations were threatened. The realm had failed to keep its royal guests safe. The wedding had to be cancelled, and with it, the hoped-for alliance between neighbors. There were no spare princesses to wed in her place. The young king coldly resolved to cleanse this stain on his honor. He tore up the ransom note and gathered his men to set the matter right by force. The king raced for the main gates as the bandits fell back to their fort. Arrows from both sides struck indiscriminate death around him. The king rode through before the gates closed behind him, his steed's hooves clattering on the flagstones of the courtyard. He headed for the banquet hall. Several of his personal guard peeled off to set fire to other buildings. Outside of the gate, a bitter battle for control of the walls continued. The banquet hall was empty of opponents. Food and wine goblets were still scattered across the tables. The king rode through, his war horse roughly shouldering obstacles aside, his remaining guards covering the doors. He scanned his surroundings hurriedly. The princess was supposed to be here. There had been a large feast in this hall, and a caravan of slavers had arrived this evening. That's why the king had attacked in haste. The bulk of his troops would take another week to arrive. Ah, there, he spotted the princess, left bound on one of the tables. He recognized her by her tiara. He lifted her ungraciously by one of her many bindings, ignoring her muffled screams. She had been bound as a convenient little package, with her legs folded up to her head, her arms wrapped around her thighs and bound behind her back. When she landed in his lap, he almost dropped her, when he realized she was also quite nude and he was staring right at her. No matter. He had his prize, and now he had escape to think of. The princess, though, seemed quite upset about something. She shook her head and looked angry. He quickly undid the rag that had been wrapped around her mouth as a gag. "Princess, are you well?"
"I was, you oaf. Be more careful how you handle a princess. Look where you pulled."
He looked down more carefully. He had been modestly averting his gaze, and saw that the convenient rope he had used to lift her up was also attached to some quite tender bits of... Oh my, those are intricate and clever devices. They seem to grip most tightly. "Princess, did I really lift you by those?"
"Yes, you're lucky I was gagged, or I would have shrieked your ears off. But now you've got me. What do we do next?"
Well... The king seemed a bit distracted by the problem that had landed in his lap. We pull out, basically. My guards will protect, do you usually shave down there?" She actually blushed.
Well, no. The bandits seemed quite adept in grooming and, presentation."
She wriggled in her bonds. The king frowned at this news. "What else did they do? Did they hurt you?" She blushed even redder at this question.
"No! How dare you! I am a princess!"
Technically, what she said was true. There had been the intimate examination of her most private parts, the casual manhandling, the crude observations, the gropes and fondles while they tied her, the naked exhibition of her royal self, the pokes and prods as she lay there most vulnerable, the crude japes about the fate that awaited her. But none of it had hurt. Not really. As she thought back on the events, she felt the heat rising again, but it was not rising in her face. Fortunately, the king was too unfamiliar with her uncovered female anatomy to notice the effects. The royal couple crashed out through one of the side doors of the banquet hall, the bandits in hot pursuit. The princess was seated side saddle after the king had cut some of her bonds with his sword. Outside, much of the bandit fort was already in flames. She clung to her savior for dear life as the warhorse jumped over burning wreckage, and the king had to contend with a double armful of nude young women while fighting his way out. He managed not to complain, however. When the king's troops saw him escape the fort, they urged him to get the princess to safety. The woods were full of scattering bandits, so they had to flee quickly and quietly, and there was no time to get the princess any garments for the trip. They arrived at the palace gates with her still quite nude, with the population of the capital lining the streets to cheer their young king and his bride. Making the best of the situation, she smiled and waved enthusiastically. The wedding had to be postponed to the next auspicious day, so the king and his prospective queen had several months to get to know each other. They rode together, they had picnics and long walks on the beach. They fell in love. They frequently sneaked into one another's rooms to play bandit and princess. There were whispers, of course, but the king was beloved, and the princess was adored by the people. Emboldened by the fact that most of the population had already seen her uncovered, she didn't mind whatever eyefuls the staff got. One quiet night, she relaxed, nude and bound in his arms, snuggling up against his chest. She sighed. "I wished you could carry me through the city again, like that first day. I felt so safe in your arms, and so proud, like I was completely yours, and you were showing me off to everyone." "It would be quite a scandal," the king's voice rumbled, amused. "Oh yes, such a scandal." She shivered and wriggled in her bonds. "I am the king, you know, and my word is law." Her ears perked up. They drew up the proclamation together. The princess and future queen was henceforth allowed to be nude on all occasions, anywhere, even in public, regardless of any other laws. Her person was still to be respected and given all courtesies due to her rank. Mischievously, the king changed the word "allowed" to "required" before signing it. The princess's heart skipped a beat when she heard the proclamation read out to the throne room. But she smiled and then disrobed. The wedding was lovely. The money they saved on not having a wedding dress was donated to the orphanage. They lived happily ever after. The end.